Well, hi there, and welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is the day, this is the episode where we're going to shout to the world what we're grateful for. Whom or what are you most grateful for? Okay, this is a perfect episode to get together the Take Two way and share with the world what is in our hearts, what we're grateful for coming up on Thanksgiving, which is just 2 days away. Just a couple of reminders I wanted to let you know. Tomorrow is our monthly unscripted. So if you don't get on today, you can always call back tomorrow and still share with the world whom or what are you most grateful for. And also, you guys have been asking for a show on scrupulosity. Well, that's going to be Thursday on Thanksgiving. That's right. We had Father Sam Medley join us, and we spent the whole hour talking about scrupulosity. And I have received all of the emails, and so has Jerry, about having masses said and where's a good place to get masses and purgatory. Well, Susan Tassone is going to be with us on Friday talking all about that. So make sure you tune in and you'll get your questions answered. Okay, but today is whom or what are you most grateful for? And, you know, it was interesting, right before we started the show, Michael and I, our producer, we shared how much we're grateful for Take Two and the Take Two family. We are so grateful for you. So who are you most grateful for? You want to share the people in your life or the things in your life, or, you know, if they've gone home to meet the Lord, you can go ahead and share that as well. I have the prayer book out, so let's really open up our hearts and open them up to the world and share and praise God for all these beautiful things we are grateful for and the people in our lives as well. The number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Jerry Usher will be joining us shortly. I'd love to hear from you. Today, the saint of the day is Saint Catherine of Alexandria. Just a friendly little reminder there. I love the saints because we learn from the saints. But I'm grateful, too, for the angels and the saints. Are you? So let's really talk about, of course, we're grateful for Jesus. Yes, of course, we're grateful for the Blessed Mother. Yes. So let's really talk about the other things and the other people in our lives that we really cherish. I have to say that I absolutely love my husband and my family, my children, and grandchildren. So that's a beautiful thing. And there's certain people in your life that really stand out and really they've captured your heart, right? And so let's share that. And let's really go into the little bit of the details as to why it's so precious to you. So you don't have to be Catholic to call in. I think this week we've had four or five folks that aren't Catholic that called in because they are part of the Take Two family. So if you're listening, you hear the sound of my voice, Jerry's voice, please call in. You are part of the family. Phone lines are lighting up. Matt's on the phones, ready, willing, and able to answer. Michael's at the controls, our wonderful producer. And we have Rich on social media, and I am waving to you. Is everybody ready for Thanksgiving? Boy, this year is flying by. It really is. It went so fast. So we're going to go to the phones as soon as we get back from the break. But the question is, whom or what are you most grateful for? Think about it for just a minute and then call in. We're very, very friendly. And I want you to feel that and just know that we care. We care about your story. Your story is so powerful, the Christian witness. And, but it's, it requires you to say yes and to step in, because your story is just going to remain with you if you don't use this and utilize this platform in a way to get it out to more souls. And that's only going to benefit you. It's only going to benefit your soul, and that helps to benefit all of eternity, right? So we work together with this. You try to get your own soul back to God and try to get as many souls as possible. So it's really quite a beautiful journey, and I'd love to hear what you have to say about it and who you are most grateful for. And the number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're going to hit the pause button in just a few minutes, so it's plenty of time for you to start calling in and speak to Matt. He's waiting for you. And it's, and like I said, it's just a beautiful environment to come into the Take Two family and then to be on air with the rest of the world. That's right. Because this show reaches, I mean, we have people that have been listening in the UK for many, many years, people in Sweden, people all over the place, Canada. I mean, it's amazing. And it's wonderful to get our stories out there so others can just be grateful and have hope and have confidence in their spiritual life and be filled with joy, right? That's what Take Two is all about. It really is just this beautiful movement of the mystical body of Christ. And it's been going strong for 10 and a half years, you guys, because of you. So if you call in, you make the show. If you don't call in, Jerry and I will just talk back and forth the whole entire hour. But that's not what we want to do. We share a little bit. We add to the discussion, hopefully. But it's really all about you. You are the catechists. You are the teachers. It is what it is. It is what is your lived experience that we tap into. And let's talk about this too. Why is it important to have gratitude? I love that question. Why is it important? How is it going to benefit us? How is it going to help us in our spiritual life? Let's see how that weaves in to what we believe. It's very, very, it's a very good discussion. It's a healthy one. It's one that we should be having ahead of time before Thanksgiving so that when we enter into the Thanksgiving day and the meal and the weekend, we've already got that gratitude building up in our hearts, right? And that's a good thing because then you go into the event, you go into the occasion, just bubbling over with love. And that's really needed these days, I will tell you, because if all you have to do is go on social media, every single thing is negative. It's such an extreme positions and really trying to provoke fear and all sorts of things in people. It's not good. That's not where we're really going to be our most productive. And it's not really where we're going to shine into the world. I mean, we're supposed to be out there being Christ in the world. So let's really just blow up the phone lines with gratitude. Who's with me? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And when we come back, Jerry's going to be with us and we're going to get to your calls. Please dial in. Don't miss this episode. Well, you guys are with us. You are blowing up the phone lines. That's awesome. Some dropped off and then called back. So feel free if you want to share whom or what are you most grateful for. Jerry Usher is with us. Before we say hello to him, let me just share with our listeners about Dr. Ray. Dr. Ray is coaching. Yes, he is. He's doing a great job. Dr. Ray coaches you to parenting success. Dr. Ray Guarendi says parenting doesn't have to be a battle. Dr. Ray gives you play-by-play guidance for the daily dramas every parent faces, bedtime battles, backseat meltdowns, morning showdowns, and sibling squabbles. And like, here's just a few so that if you want to have this coaching principle in his book, which is fabulous, end bedtime resistance with routines that actually work, handle the big questions like when to allow smartphones, dating, and driving. All of this is drama-free discipline. Dr. Ray coaches you to parenting success, and it's available right now at EWTNRC.com. Okay. Hi, Jerry Usher. How are you?
Hey. Pretty good. How you doing?
Doing great. We got full phone lines here. So you ready to, why don't you first tell us what you're most grateful for? I shared that we're both grateful for the Take Two family.
Well, I was going to say the same thing because the emails that have been coming in are just absolutely phenomenal. You know, for the last couple of weeks, I've been inviting the Take Two family to email me. I'm actually on the road. I'm talking to you through my car audio system here, so I hope it sounds okay.
It does.
But I am on my way to Montreal, probably a couple hours out now as I talk to you right now. And I've been inviting for a couple of weeks the Take Two family to email me their prayer intentions. I'm going to the Oratory of St. Joseph, which was, of course, founded and built by, at that time, Brother Andre. Now he's St. Andre Bessette. His body is buried there. So I'm going to pray for all of the Take Two family's intentions there at the oratory, and especially to St. Andre. And I'm going to go visit the tomb of St. Kateri Kakwitha. I hope to make a side trip one day to St. Anne de Beaupre. I've only got a few short days here, but it's not too late. Anyone who wants to email me specific prayer intentions, you have blown me away by your trust and your vulnerability. SeminaryJerry@gmail.com is where you can send your prayer request. SeminaryJerry@gmail.com. I'm thankful for the Take Two family. And I was going to say, I'm also thankful to the Holy Spirit. You know, I've really developed and grown in my relationship with the Holy Spirit the last few years. And I call on the Holy Spirit and my guardian angel constantly. I'm talking 15 to 20 times a day. So I'm just grateful to the Father and the Son, but of course, in a special way right now, to the Holy Spirit.
That's beautiful, Jerry. Okay, that is wonderful. You're probably up to hundreds of emails because we're getting them here, and I'm putting them together for you as well in the Take Two family prayer book. So just know that they keep coming in because everybody wants those prayers, needs those prayers, and believes in prayer. So thank you, Jerry, so much for doing that for all of us. So Jerry, let's get to the phone so you can comment and listen to the Take Two family as they share the gratitude that's in their hearts. Christina's up first in Dallas, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Christina. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much. I want to say I'm very thankful for the explosion in Catholic media in the past 20 years, and, you know, for at least me being aware of it, 25 years, and Catholic Answers, Catholic radio all over the country, Catholic books, Catholic periodicals. It's just been such an incredible grace in my life and helped me in my reversion. I didn't ever join another church, but I was raised in a family where my mother, because of her background, she was very physically abusive to us, even as 5-6-year-olds, and mentally and emotionally. And it was just not a good upbringing. And I was in a dark place, spiraling, always downward, for decades. And it's just by the grace of God, he sent me some single graces. And then I discovered that there's a whole world of Catholic resources out there. And just for the past 25, 30 years, it's just been so, so healing to me. And I'm sure to many, many other people. And I've just been growing slowly. And the other thing I was going to say that's really helped me is a friend of mine had many Catholic books, and they opened one up on her coffee table. It was by Father Robert Spitzer. Mm-hmm. And I just took a photo of one paragraph, and it was about the importance of praising God and how it benefits us. Mm-hmm. And when mm-hmm. we praise God, the incredible benefits we receive, and said it's just so life-enhancing that we should praise, each of us should praise God every day for 10 to 15 minutes. And I must say, it really has a huge impact. Mm-hmm. Just on outlook of life when you start and if you can't think of anything, read out loud the Psalms of Praise. It really is so helpful. Mm-hmm.
Christina, Jerry and I completely agree with that. That's why we do episodes like this. And so thank you for saying that. I want to let Jerry comment because you made a comment about Catholic Answers. And some people may not know this, but Jerry was the original, he created Catholic Answers and hosted it for 10 years. And so, Jerry, share a little bit about the growth that has happened with Catholic Radio. That's got to really warm your heart, what Christina has said.
Well, yeah, I didn't create Catholic Answers. Carl Keating did, but I created the radio show. They hired me in 1997, late 97, and in January of 1998, we went on the air with four radio stations. And now, thank God, as Christina is pointing out, there's been an explosion in Catholic media. We're up to several hundred now, 600-700 stations. And now we've got Sirius XM and iHeartRadio and the internet and apps and all kinds of other ways that we can listen. So, but I just wanted to really second what you're saying, Christina. You know, the Catholic faith is, objectively speaking, we have the most important content on the face of the earth. In terms of media outlets, you've got all kinds of different formats, radio and TV and news and talk and sports and reality shows and all this stuff. at the end of the day, there's no more important content, is what I'm talking about, this, the materialists talked about, than on Catholic radio, because it's the fullness of the truth that God wants all men and women and children to have and to come to salvation. So you're absolutely right about that.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Any final comments, Christina?
Well, on that note, because I'm living in Dallas, I would greatly like to encourage everyone to donate next week to Guadalupe Radio Network, because we're having our share-a-thon.
That's right. So, that's right. Well, you'll
keep us on the air.
Yes, you'll hear us do a shout out in a little bit on the next break. So you'll be proud of the nice shout out we'll do, Christina. And we agree with you. When Catholic radio comes to all of us in our local listening areas, we need to step up and support. Absolutely, Christina, you're awesome. Have a beautiful Thanksgiving. Thanks for calling. And Jerry, I should have been clearer in what I said. Yes, Carl Keating, absolutely, with Catholic Answers, but you with the Catholic Answers Live or the radio show is what I was talking about, because we have brand new listeners, and some people may not have realized that your connection goes way back with Catholic Answers, which is, I think, is so cool, because we have a lot of young listeners that are just tuning in to Take Two. So I love that you did that for 10 years and then, you know, continued on with Vocation Boom and all the ministry work and the radio. And then of course, Take Two started in 2015. I mean, it is just, it's incredible, Jerry. I think you must be the longest. Are you one of the originals of Catholic radio?
I don't know. You know, there were people doing it before we got started in it, but we've been doing it for quite a while. Thanks be to God. He's given us the energy and the longevity of life and the grace to do it. And hopefully that'll continue for many more years to come.
Yes, absolutely. Praise God. So let's get to Carol. Carol's been waiting so patiently in Pennsylvania on the EWTN app. Hi, Carol. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi. Well, I'm grateful for a lot of people in my life, but especially my mom and dad and my wonderful husband, Ken. We were only together a year, and he is no longer with me, but I know he loves me still. And I will always love him forever. And I just want you guys to know that it's so wonderful to really know that we have those who are no longer physically here that we could still love and cherish the memories that we have with them. And I am just so grateful that that's possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, Carol, you know what? We agree. Jerry and I just finished for the Friday broadcast of Take Two this week with Susan Tassone, who's the purgatory lady, right? And she was so on fire about how we are so connected to those that have passed with our prayers. They're praying for us. We're praying for them. I mean, it's a relationship that continues. And so Jerry and I were so pumped up after we got done interviewing her that it just made us excited to know that God keeps us all connected, Carol. And we agree with you. What do you say, Jer?
I say, Carol, I'm so glad you brought this up, because so many loved ones that we have known have passed and are forgotten. You know, we may go visit them in the cemetery once in a while and sort of keep their memory going, but there are things that we can do to assist them on the transition to heaven. And that is, you know, we can offer prayers, masses, rosaries, Divine Mercy chaplets, and so much more. So we're with you, Carol. There are a lot of people that Debbie and I and all of the Take Two family miss who have gone on before us.
Yep.
But what I like to say is they're not gone. They're just gone ahead, and we will be with them again.
Amen. Oh, I love that. That sounded so good, Jerry. What do you say, Carol?
Exactly. And this is the thing that keeps me going. I mean, if I thought that I would never see my parents or Ken again, I would be just totally mentally crushed. I really would be, and I'm so grateful that that's not the case.
Yeah. Well, God doesn't want that for you or for any of us. He wants us to be filled with complete joy. And we've got that to look forward to, Carol. We just all stay the course, right? We stay the course and we get back home to God and we do our work here. And it's beautiful. God has plans for us so much better than we could ever imagine. Carol, you are awesome. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Carol. Thanks for calling in today on Take Two. Jerry, real quickly, I just wanted to share, we are getting messages coming in, so there's going to be more emails getting to you, Jerry. I'm not quite sure if they're going to come through us at Take Two, the main website, or they're going to come to Seminary. Jerry, one more time on your email they're asking, Jerry.
Yeah, it's seminaryjerry@gmail.com, seminaryjerry@gmail.com. And I've been looking at my phone. It's been clicking and dinging, so I see the emails are coming in already. And I'm just so honored again to take the prayers of all of the Take Two family in general. All of you I'm going to pray for at the holy sites on my pilgrimage in Canada over Thanksgiving break. But I'm also very, very happy and willing to take specific, you know, names. If you got loved ones, a lot of people sending email intentions for their kids and for their spouses and their deceased loved ones. So if you want to be specific about your intentions, you can send them to seminaryjerry@gmail.com.
Beautiful. And Carol did prompt a lot of, she prompted a lot of response. Carol, a lot of people are saying they do miss their parents and are grateful for their moms and dads. And yes, I am, as well as I know Jerry is. I mean, yes, our parents, absolutely. And Carol, so thank you for reminding us about our wonderful mothers and fathers. Okay, we do have an open phone line. And if you feel prompted by the Spirit, you can call in and say what you are most grateful for. We'd love to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And let's get to Jennifer. We'll say hello to Jennifer. You may have to stay with us through the break. Jennifer is in San Antonio, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Jennifer. What are you most grateful for?
Hello, Debbie. I'm calling because I'm grateful for my son, Matthew, who means God's gift. But I teach him that being grateful means being grateful for what you have and for what God's given you, because without God, we would not have anything, and we need to be grateful to God, because we need to learn to be selfless and not selfish. And with God, he teaches us to be that way when we give to others, and we are grateful because there are so many that don't have anything. And Thanksgiving is a good time to do just that. Mm-hmm. And that's what I wanted to share that with everybody.
Well, that was beautifully said, Jennifer. I'd love to hear Jerry's comments.
Well, I saw there's a gym where I go that has a pool, and I go swimming when I can in my busy schedule at the seminary. And they put up these very catchy sayings. And one of them the other day said, you know, in order to be truly grateful, learn to be content with what you have. You know, learn to be, happy with what you have instead of always wanting more and more. And that's really, it's a beautiful sentiment when you think about it, because everything that we have is already a gift from God, something we should be grateful for. And if we're grateful for everything that we have, we're going to look around and say, well, most of us anywhere, and say, what more could I possibly want? So
right.
I think you're absolutely spot on with your comment.
Thank you, Jennifer. We love you, and we love Matthew. Tell Matthew we said hi, okay?
I will, and thanks again for everything.
Thank you for everything. Thank you. I think of you every day, Jennifer, as I look at the beautiful rug that you made for me. It's behind me in the studio here. So if you're ever on video, you can see it. And it's so beautiful. You're very talented, Jennifer. Thank you. Okay, we are going to hit the pause button now. You'll hear the music. There it is, right on cue. We just got done speaking with Jennifer in San Antonio, and now there's room for you. If you'd like to call in, tell us what you're most grateful for at 833-288-3986. Got to call in quick. We want to get you in and on air with us. Jerry and I will be right back. We're asking the question today. Whom or what are you most grateful for? That's the question, and you've got the answer. If you have that gratitude in your heart, please call in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Okay, so a drum roll. If Christina in Dallas is listening, you'll love this. It says one of our great EWTN radio partners needs to hear from you next week. Guadalupe Radio Network, with 47 stations serving Texas, Kansas, New Mexico, Alabama, Florida, Virginia, and Washington, kicks off their Christmas Share-a-thon on Monday. So please support your Catholic radio station. Okay, so make sure you step up, everyone. That would be great. Let's hear what Nora has to say in Pennsylvania on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Nora. Welcome.
Yes, hello.
Hello, you go right ahead.
Oh, yes. My name, I'm calling from Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. and I'm calling to say that I'm thankful for the intercession of our Blessed Mother in answering my prayer 24 years ago. I had two little boys, and I was praying for a little girl, and I said, Blessed Mother, if you answer my prayer, I will name her after you, Mary, and then after your favorite flower, Rose, Mary Rose, and I will tell everyone with ears that you answered my prayer. And so when I just heard on the radio that EWTN reaches out to people in Sweden mm-hmm. and the United mm-hmm. Kingdom, mm-hmm. I thought, wow, this is yet another opportunity, because I have kept my promise all through her life. When they ask me about her name, I tell them that the Blessed Mother answered my prayers. Mm-hmm. So now I have a worldwide audience to say the Blessed Mother does intercede for us, and she does answer our prayers. And that's what I want to get across, that I am most thankful for her intercession in granting me a beautiful baby girl.
Wow. Beautifully stated to the world. Nora, I'm in tears. Amazing. Jerry, what do you say?
Oh, I say that's absolutely beautiful. You know, our Blessed Mother, she cares so much about, she cares about every aspect of our lives. You know, you would think that she might care only about, well, if you love her son enough and accept him, you know, as your Lord and Savior and are faithful members of the church, that you gain salvation. But every aspect of our lives, including the families that we have, the desires of our hearts, you know, to have a boy child, a girl child, to find a spouse, to have a certain relationship, maybe a working environment, a job situation. There's not an area of our lives that Mary doesn't have an interest in and won't help us in, as long as we turn to her, and of course, as long as it's in accord with the will of her son, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful. And I love that you kept your promise, Nora. I just think it's so beautiful. And to take this opportunity to share it with the world, you did. I think you did really well. And I just think it was so pleasing to God and Our Lady. Way to go, Nora. And I'm so glad you got that your beautiful daughter.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to you. Thank you for calling in and gracing this conversation. And I forgot to mention to Jennifer and Matthew a happy Thanksgiving. So Jennifer, if you're still listening, happy Thanksgiving. Okay, Russ is up next in Bucks County, Pennsylvania on Holy Spirit Catholic Radio. Hi, Russ. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call and for being there. I really appreciate the broadcast and having the opportunity to express what I'm grateful for mm-hmm. and what I am foremost grateful for. Well, I guess I should back that up a bit, but I'm very grateful for my wife of 53 years and my entire family and all the people that led me to joining the Catholic Church, because what I now have realized that I am so grateful I did not die without realizing my need to know God. And I am not saying that I know God. I've got miles and miles to go and more things to go. But I am so grateful for all who have led me on this journey, your inspiring broadcast and the inspiring words of so many people.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is beautifully stated. And I so agree with you, Russ. I just wanted to share first, and let's give Jerry a chance, because I will tell you that sometimes I think we all forget who inspired us on the spiritual path. Sometimes we forget because we're doing life. And taking opportunities like this for you to acknowledge all that and all the people involved in your spiritual growth and your conversion and your understanding of God and your relationship with God, that is precious. And that's only going to benefit you, but it's also going to benefit them when we acknowledge them. And I think that's why when we were talking earlier about our parents, you know, oftentimes we forget to even thank our parents. I mean, so many of them sacrificed to put us through Catholic school and to teach us about the faith, because they're the primary catechists. I mean, really, it's quite beautiful when we circle back and we realize who's gotten us here today. I just love that you shared that, Russ. What do you say, Jerry?
Well, I think we need to be thankful for all of those that we're aware of. And I think when we get to heaven, we're going to be pleasantly surprised to see that there were a lot of others who were maybe more subtly responsible for helping us out as well. And Russ, I just want to say thank you and thank your wife for the witness of holy matrimony, 53 years you mentioned a moment ago. In today's world, that is, we just don't see that as often maybe as we used to. And it's just a great inspiration to all of us and to all of the Take-Two family who are listening. So thank you and your wife both very much.
We want to give you the final few minutes, Russ. You go right ahead. Anything else you wanted to share with us?
Well, thanks for all your summations up there. And, you know, we do have to pray for our parents, and many people did not have good parents. Mm-hmm. And so I just ask you to remember, and our listeners to remember, that each and every one of us is always doing the best they can at every moment in time. God right. planned it that way. So we have to learn what we have to learn. There's things our parents didn't know, and there's a universe of things that I don't know. So we need to be forgiving and loving and realize it's all just a path in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Amen.
Yeah. Words of wisdom, Russ. Thank you so much. And God bless you. Have a beautiful Thanksgiving. Okay. Russ is going to free that phone line in just a moment. If you want to share the gratitude that's in your heart, you still have time. We're going pretty fast now, and that's good. We can get as many calls in as possible. But remember, if you're on the line when the show clock runs out, just know we have Unscripted tomorrow. So you can always revisit this again. Okay. But the number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Jerry, let's move to Jim. Jim is in, and Ryan, you hold on. Jim is in Northwest Ohio on our friends at Annunciation Radio. Hi, Jim.
Hi. I want to thank you for helping out with our fundraiser. And
thank you, Jim.
The people I'm really thankful for was my mother and her sister. They were the rock of the church, as I call it. I could see them praying and having great faith, and it was really like my aunt was like a second mother. The only thing I had against her was when she got married, I lost an aunt and an uncle because she married my dad's brother. Which is unusual.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit unusual. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I can always remember her sitting in her rocking chair in her living room, and there was a table, and there was a prayer book and a stack of prayer cards from deceased family members, and she would pray through them every day that I could remember. So...
Wow.
And I was thankful for both of them.
You know what's... Yeah, I was just going to say, you know what's interesting, Jerry and Jim? A lot of people are doing that now. They're taking the funeral cards from when they go to a person's mass, and they have those cards there, and they're putting them in books, and they're keeping them so that they can remember to pray for those deceased relatives and friends. I think that is such a beautiful ministry, if you will, a work of prayer that is so powerful. What do you say, Jerry?
Well, I just want to say, Jim, you know, you've really blessed us and inspired us with this call, and I'm sure that there were a lot of things that your mother and your aunt said that influenced you, but you used the word, you know, you said you saw them praying, you know, in church, and you saw them in the chair there praying, and it's so many times it's the example, it's the witness, the silence. Not so much the words. Like I said, I'm sure they shared a lot of words of wisdom with you, but it was just their example that was also so very powerful in your life and probably in the lives of so many other people as well. And how many times has that happened, Debbie? We see other people modeling what, you know, a good godly person should be like, and we mm-hmm. learn from that and hopefully incorporate that into our own lives.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. To really watch the example of others and to learn and to absorb, it does impact us. I so agree, Jerry. Jim, anything else you wanted to share with us?
Yeah, there was the priest.
Oh, Jim, you're cutting out a bit. Can you get closer to your phone? You're cutting out a bit. Oh, Jim, I think we might have lost you. We're having a difficult time. I'm so sorry. Jim, you can always call back tomorrow and unscripted if you'd like to finish your thought, because I want to give you ample time to express that since it was on your heart. So sorry about that. Sometimes we have a connection issue. And then we're getting some messages coming in. Folks are wanting to know why it sounds like I keep asking Jerry his thoughts. Jerry is calling in by phone, you guys. He's actually driving right now. Jerry, why don't you share again where you're driving and how our Take Two family can share their prayer requests?
Yeah, well, it's a good timing on asking me that, because I just passed a sign that said the Canadian border is 6 miles away, so I may have to jump off here in a minute. But I am on my way. It's Thanksgiving break at the seminary, so I left this morning, and I will be staying in Montreal, Canada. And I'll be staying at a hotel where right out the window of the hotel, you can see the Oratory of St. Joseph, where St. André Bessette is buried. He was the one who founded and built and constructed the oratory in honor of St. Joseph. So I'll be praying to St. Joseph, to St. André. St. Kateri Tekakwitha is buried about a half an hour away from there. I'll be visiting her tomb. I might go to St. Anne de Beaupré if I get a chance, about a 7-hour round trip from Montreal. So if I have time one day, I'm going to do that. But I'm making it a spiritual pilgrimage or retreat, however you want to look at it. And I want to take your personal prayer intention. I'm going to pray for the whole Take Two family. Mm-hmm. That goes without saying. But mm-hmm. I want to take, if you are comfortable sharing with me any specific prayer intentions that you have, and you can be as vague as you want or as specific as you want, you're still able to email those to me at seminaryjerry@gmail.com, seminaryjerry, J-E-R-R-Y, @gmail.com.
So, Jerry, you do want to stay on the line, because our next caller is a first-time caller who's not Catholic. So I want you to listen to Ryan's call. Ryan is from North Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Ryan. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Yeah, you got that right. I hope you have a wonderful time up there in Canada, Jerry. That sounds awesome.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to say thank you and express my appreciation just to the Catholic Church for just your stance. I'm a Protestant, but, you know, Romans 2 verse 11 says there's no partiality or favoritism in the heart of God. And I'm so thankful that the Catholic Church has been so strong on the Palestinian issue in a fair and just way. And, you know, I can't say that my Protestant brothers have hit it as well as you guys have. So kudos to you guys.
Wow. That was huge. Jerry, I'll let Jerry respond first.
Oh, well, you know, thank you very much. Is it Brian, did you say?
Ryan.
Well, Ryan, thanks for, you know, for that comment there. I haven't been following it all that closely, but thank you for the kudos. I mean, with your attention being somewhat on the Catholic faith right now, as you said, as a non-Catholic yourself, you know, we certainly appreciate the shout-out. But, you know, brother, we're so glad that you're listening, and we just want to celebrate what we share with you in common, our faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and, you know, how we're saved by his blood alone. And, you know, we just encourage you to keep listening to EWTN. And, you know, the Lord may put on your heart one day to hunger, think about and hunger for the greatest gift that we have as Catholics. That's the Holy Eucharist. I'm sure you know about that from listening to Catholic radio. So our prayers will be with you, and please keep us in your prayers as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Ryan, we're getting some messages coming in from our producers saying about the social justice teachings of the Catholic Church. And Michael, our producer, was saying, you know, maybe you might want to look that up and see some of the wisdom behind that, because I think it would really resonate with you, given that you have, you know, professed such kind words about the stance of the Catholic Church. I have to say, it's amazing to me, the wisdom of the Catholic Church. It is so amazing, because every time I'm 60 years old, Ryan, I'm not sure how old you are, but I'm 60. And I will tell you that every time there's a world problem or a local problem or a territory issue, it's so interesting how the church will make a statement. And when it does, the wise words behind it and the balanced approach and the understanding and the depth of theology is just incredible. And that's what we have experienced in the Catholic Church for going on 2,000 years. It's quite amazing. So I just wanted to encourage you about the social justice teachings that Michael had inserted here on the conversation. Any other words you wanted to share with us? We did lose Jerry because I think he crossed into Canada. So, Ryan, anything else you'd like to share?
No, just a lot of love. I've received a lot of love from the Catholic Church in many ways, and Catholic people that I do my duty with and stuff. And just, I will say, I'm thankful for the Father Mike Schmitz. Is that how you say it?
Yeah,
and,
Father Mike Schmitz. Yeah, the Bible in a Year and
Catechism
in a Year.
And the guys that do the talk show with the guys from Ohio. It's Damascus something rather.
Mm-hmm. Beyond Damascus.
Yes, I love those guys too. So yeah. Thank you for all that ministry and everything.
Aww. Well, you're part of the family, Ryan. Thank you for stepping up and making a call. I mean, it's not easy to call into a radio show because you don't know exactly what to expect. And I hope it was an enjoyable experience, and you definitely call us again and have a happy Thanksgiving.
And you as well. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. What a great call from Ryan, our newest family member from North Dakota. I was just talking about North Dakota yesterday with Father Sam Medley. He just loves the Dakotas, and it's so beautiful. And I have to visit. It's on my bucket list. Okay, so get this. You actually have time. I could squeeze in two more calls. So if you feel that little tug in your spirit that you're like, I really should say something. I am filled with a ton of love and gratitude, and I really want to thank God. Well, dial this number quickly. Matt is ready to answer, and he is super fast. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. If you tell us whom or what are you most grateful for. Jerry just got into Canada, so he is probably listening to us, but he won't be able to participate for the rest of the show, but I could get a couple more calls in. Tomorrow's Unscripted. If you want to revisit this topic, you feel free to, or you can revisit any topic from the whole month or the whole year, whatever works. You bring the topics to the table. You know, Jerry and I come just with open an open mind, an open heart, and we're ready to listen. And that's what it's all about for Unscripted. It's a very popular show, so you can address anything tomorrow. But I wanted to share before we get back to the phones, you guys are trying to squeeze in a couple more calls. That's good. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Podcast Central, The Catholic Sportsman. Another great podcast on EWTN's Podcast Central is The Catholic Sportsman. Sussman Show. Randy and Paul discuss professional, college, and youth sports topics from our Catholic Christian perspective. You can hear this and other faith-filled podcasts from our friends and affiliates around the world at EWTN's Podcast Central. Visit EWTN.com/podcasts today. That's how you get to Podcast Central. I did get a comment before I go back to the phones. Boy, we have almost full phone lines. You guys are blowing up the phones again. I'll try to go really fast. I'll turn on my New Jersey speed. I was raised 18 years in New Jersey, and we used to go really fast. But I've been living in Arizona for a very long time, so we slow down. You got to pace yourself and drink lots of water in Arizona. Okay, let's get to... I think we're ready. Cola. Cola's in Sterling, Virginia on Guadalupe Radio yes. Network. Hi, Cola.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. And thanks for calling. You go right ahead.
Well, I was just letting him know that I have called in the past asking for prayers for the Palestinian people. I'm a Palestinian Christian mm-hmm. raised in the Roman Catholic Church. So I want more. I know the Catholic Church is speaking out, but I want them to actually do more than just that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you need more attention to this, is what you're saying, because things are not being said or things are not being done.
Exactly, and a lot of pressure can be put on those politicians that quote unquote are for human life, for right to life, for the preborn, and I am a pro-life person, okay? But mm-hmm. pro-life, not just in the womb, it's for those children who are being tortured and killed on a daily basis by the bombs that the United States sends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and you are absolutely correct that the church teaches and protects from the womb to the tomb. So you're absolutely right on that. But raising this awareness, what you're doing right now, Cola, is very important, because as you know, living in this world, everybody's on to the next news story. Everybody's on to the next thing in life. And so we can easily forget. We can easily think that everything's taken care of. But by you raising this awareness again, this puts it on the minds and the hearts for people to start praying and for people to, you know, to do whatever they can do to take action. So, Cola, what you did today is beautiful, and it just goes to show your heart and how much you care about people.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. But you know what? We have to. One thing I will tell you, though, is I learned this when I was in community relations. Raising awareness is key. One thing that is so important about raising awareness about any topic that is important is you should constantly be talking about it. So that's why I love that you called in. So we should constantly be reminding people, because people will just naturally forget. And that's not good. There's so many things I can talk about, but I don't have enough time to share that. Maybe tomorrow in Unscripted, I'll share some things that are going on with people's lives right now that in social media, it's getting attention for all but two, it's like 2 minutes and it's gone. And it's unfortunate, because people's lives are more important than 2 minutes. And so it is important that we keep reminding each other to see what's going on in the world, in our own communities, and also to pay attention. Thank you, Cola. Thank you so much. Have a happy Thanksgiving, please. Wanted to get to Susan in Dallas, Texas area. And Susan is waiting patiently on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Susan.
Hi,
Susan. I have about 2 minutes.
I just wanted to say that I am very, very thankful this year for my son and his wife and her family. I am a new convert, and my son is a new convert of about 3 or 4 years.
Wow.
His wife is a cradle Catholic, and mm-hmm. her family for many generations. And they have been so supportive of my journey this year. When I wasn't sure, when I became more sure, they've been there to answer questions. They've been there to encourage me, to pray for me. And, I think it's so important to have that when you are on a journey, especially a journey of conversion.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That is beautiful. What? Well, welcome home, Susan. That is wonderful. You've got a lot to celebrate this Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's so beautiful. And I hope you continue to just absorb everything that the Catholic faith has to offer. And it just creates an abundance in your life and in your spiritual walk. I think it's beautiful. Thank you, Susan, for acknowledging those that have helped you on this journey. That's important. And for your own journey, because that took a lot of courage too. It takes a lot of courage to work your way into the church. So Susan, you're awesome. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Okay, Jerry.
Thank
is.
You.
Thank you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thank you as well.
Oh, thank you, Susan. Thank you. Okay, Jerry and I are going to, Jerry's back on the line, but he's listening. Jerry, you want to say happy Thanksgiving real quick?
Yeah. I just want to wish everybody a blessed Thanksgiving, and it's been great being a part of this broadcast from a little bit remotely, more remote than usual. I just crossed into Quebec, Canada, so I'm on my way to the Oratory of St. Joseph. I should be there in nice. About an hour or so, and all of your prayers are going with me. You can email them at seminaryjerry@gmail.com.
Beautiful. Safe driving, Jerry. And Sister Cheryl, please call back tomorrow on Unscripted. You wanted to share about the deacon that just passed. Please call back tomorrow, Sister. Okay, that'll do it. Thank you, Matt, Michael, and Rich. Thank you to all the affiliates at Carrie Take Two. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.